City officials held a briefing this morning in the Law Enforcement Center in Sioux Falls. SDPB's Josh Heyer was there, and he joins me now in the Kirby Family Studio. Hey, Josh, welcome.
Hey, Lori, how are you doing?
All right, tell us a little bit about heading over to the law enforcement briefing and inside the room. How many people showed up for that briefing? What was it like?
Yeah, so there were quite a few. I would say there were approximately 25, 30 people from the press. They had quite a few individuals representing Sioux Falls. The mayor was there, some folks from Avera, someone who talked on energy in the city, and then someone who talked about gas. So far, it doesn't sound like that's too big of a threat or a big of an issue.
We were getting reports this morning of gas smells at the fire department, and the gas companies were trying to figure out when I was out on the road at 41st Street in Kiwanis at that strip mall. It was vacated because someone said, you know, we're not entirely sure. You better find a safer place to stand. They seem to have that under control, though.
That's what it sounded like, yes.
All right. Tell us what the big story of the press conference was. What was the theme, if you could choose one?
So I would say the biggest thing that they drove home was that 211 calling in there, and they said if you need help or if you have trees in your yard, they have plenty of people who are ready and willing to volunteer. And there was a lot of people just talking about the community coming together and how excited they were to see that. Specifically, Mike Gibbs, we had him on earlier today. He went on, and he's the CEO of the Avera Heart Hospital, and he talked about how awesome it was to see the community come together. And I believe we have a clip from him.
The work of responding to an emergency like this takes a family. More than a team, it takes a family. And I couldn't be more proud of the way Avera and Avera Heart Hospital and Avera Behavioral Health pulled together and responding to this major catastrophe. And the good news is the things that we need to fix are replaceable, and that there were no casualties as a consequence of this very serious event. For a young man who was born and raised in tornado country, in fact, my high school mascot was a tornado in southeast Kansas. This is the worst tornado I've ever seen, and I couldn't be more proud of the way this wonderful community responded, both private and public. I want to give special commendation to Journey Construction, who showed up to the Heart Hospital last night, in the middle of the night, to ready us for today's work. Landscape, Lawn and Garden, and Cut and Kill showed up to the Heart Hospital campus, and we had the parking lot cleared by 9:30 in the morning.
We've got SDPB's Josh Heyer with us today, bringing you an update from the 10:30 this morning briefing at the Law Enforcement Center about this pretty serious storm damage in Sioux Falls. And really, Josh, when you drive around the town, there are a lot of neighbors and people out there helping each other out. I'm just going to say on my street, that's always that game where if they find the branch in the middle of the street, you know, which side of the street do you drag it? But today, everybody's just there sharing the load. The mayor of the city of Sioux Falls also spoke. What were people asking him? What were his top-of-mind questions?
Yeah, so the big question to the mayor was regarding the siren systems and how they didn't all go off. So there's 77 sirens in the city of Sioux Falls, and a lot of people were wondering how could they have not gone off. The understanding is they're broken into regions, and being that the tornado was coming out of the south, they only activated the southeast region. And when asked what measure would be taken to fix this, the mayor addressed that they're now going to utilize, because it was a human error, they're now going to have two people monitor that to make sure they get the right message across. But when asked what would the mayor say, would like to say to the people, he did have a message for that. So here's what he had to say.
You know, there's parts of government that require human interaction, and this is one. And I'm owning it. It's my team. It's my administration. That's why we met already on it this morning at 8 a.m. when trees were still down and people are still without power. We've already had meetings on this. So I'm taking it very seriously and pretty confident in the steps we have to rectify it. So I don't want to call it a non-issue going forward, but I can guarantee you that everyone around the table this morning felt the gravity of the situation, and we're dealing with it.
That's Mayor Paul Ten Haken, the mayor of Sioux Falls, talking at a conference this morning in the Law Enforcement Center. SDPB's Josh Heyer brought you those clips from that press conference. Josh, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Laura.